This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion here on Wednesday. Jim, what are we seeing in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a mixed bag. We have the corn market down 2 to 3 cents here in the overnight market. The bean markets did lead us down 10.5 on the November beans, down 11.25 on the September beans. Wheat was a little bit more mixed. Chicago wheat up 0.5. Kansas City wheat, Minneapolis were a little bit weaker in the overnight trade, Mark.
Yesterday, when we saw a little bit of a jump up for some of the commodities, I believe Matt Bennett yesterday called that a dead cat bounce. Was that the same way that you kind of saw it through your lens?
I saw that. I think, you know, we had a couple things going. A lot of it was this heat. We just had that intense heat coming through the last couple of days. And, there's a lot of talk that we've taken the top end off the crop. You know, we will see what kind of where this crop is, obviously, in a couple of weeks when we start harvesting. I would argue I wasn't quite as bullish on the taking the crop off. I mean, here in Chicago, it was blazing hot. It was in the 90s, but you had humidity in the 80s. So it felt like a greenhouse type of situation. And you know what, Mark, that generated some big storms last night that kind of pushed through northern Illinois into central Illinois. So some areas of the crop area ground did get some decent rains last night, and I think that's part of the reason why we're under pressure. But yeah, Matt described it best, dead cat bounce in a bear market.
A little bit of an agronomy question for you, but it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that we, as we close out the growing season, need different types of weather almost for each individual farmer based on when they planted, because we had so much variability at the start of the growing season.
No doubt about it. I mean, you've got some crops that got in earlier that are much further along in that growth cycle than the latter part. We've actually got clients down in Kansas that are harvesting. So it is a little bit of variability, but we are going to move in fast. Remember, we're flipping to September here this weekend, and the weather is going to become less and less important.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 3 even at 364 and a quarter. September soybeans down 10 even at 957 and a half. On the Merck, October live cattle down 72 cents at 178.67. September feeder cattle down 80 cents at 241.12. October lean hogs unchanged at 82.07. October pork cutout up 15 cents at 91.07. Class 3 milk down 20 cents at 22.38. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.